Father Subhanahu wa Ta'ala instructed one angel that wait en route. This person traveling, wait en route for him. فَلَمَّا أَتَىٰ عَلَيْهِ قَالَ أَيْنَ تُرِيدُ. So when this person came to that point where the angel was waiting, the angel asked him, أَيْنَ تُرِيدُ, where are you going? قَالَ أُرِيدُ أَخَدْ لِي فِي هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ. He said, I'm going to visit this brother of mine in this town. قَالَ هَلَّكَ عَلَيْهِ مِن نِعْمَةٍ تَرُبُّهَا عَلَيْهِ. Did this brother of yours do any favor to you that now you are going to repay that favor? Because somebody is kind to you, somebody is good to you, then it's easy to be good to that person. Because naturally you feel taban, your tabiat feels like you should also be kind to that person that is kind to you. So therefore this angel asks the question that this man, did he do anything good to you that now you are trying to repay that favor? قَالَ لَا غَيْرَ أَنِّي أَحْبَبْتُهُ فِي اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He said, no. Except that I love this man for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love this man, so I'm going to visit him. قَالَ فَإِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَبَّكَ كَمَا أَحْبَبْتَهُ فِيهِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمُ. So this angel then tells him that I am the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that I am the messenger of Allah. I am the angel that Allah Pak has sent me as a messenger. That I should inform you that just as you love this person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves you. So lucky this person, every person's desire, every person's wish that Allah must be happy with him, Allah must love him, and then to get basharat about it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, that's even a greater ni'mat. So such a simple act of going to visit somebody for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak sent this angel to announce that because you're going to visit him for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves you. Today's hadith, وَعَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is narrating again, مَنْ عَادَ مَرِيضًا أَوْزَارَ أَخَلَّهُ فِي اللَّهِ. That person who goes to visit a sick person, somebody is sick, the person takes the trouble, whether he goes to the hospital or whether he goes to his house, but he's going to visit a sick person. Or the hadith says, أَوْزَارَ أَخَلَّهُ فِي اللَّهِ. Oh, the person may be not sick, it's just that he's his Muslim brother. The fact that he's his Muslim brother, he's making the point of going to visit him. نَادَاهُ مُنَادٍ بِأَنْ طِبْتَ. An angel announces, أَنْ طِبْتَ, that may goodness come to you. وَطَابَ مَمْشَاكَ. So in other words, may you be blessed. May your walking, your movement, your going there, may that also be blessed. وَتَبَوَّأْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. And you have built a palace for yourself in Jannat. Simple thing like going to visit one sick person, or just going to visit a person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Malaika is announcing three things. Tibta, that may you be blessed. Who doesn't want the blessing? Who doesn't want the blessing and the khas rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everyone is looking for that. Now this person is going, the Malaika is calling out, may you be blessed. May your walking be blessed, your movement be blessed. And the third thing is, وَتَبَوَّأْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. And you have built for yourself a palace in Jannat. In other words, may you receive one palace. This dua that the Malaika is making for this person, may you receive one palace in Jannat for visiting a sick person. One more hadith filled here. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِنَّمَا مَثْلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ وَالْجَلِيسِ السُّوءِ كَحَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says, the example of a person sitting and keeping the company of a good person compared to a person keeping the company of a bad person is like the example of a person who sells musk. Musk is a perfume, a fragrance, very beautiful smelling fragrance. وَنَافَخِ الْكِيرِ. And the example of a person keeping the company of a blacksmith. Blacksmith is a person that's working with fire all the time because he's using that fire to mend and to mold that metal that he's working with. So all the time he's working with fire, etc. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is creating an example. It's like spending time with a person who's selling perfume. And spending time in a bad company is like spending time with a blacksmith whilst he's doing his operations. فَحَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ إِنَّمَا يُخْذِيكَ وَإِمَّا أَن تَتْبَعَ مِنْهُ. As far as the person that is selling musk, the perfume smeller, either he'll give you some perfume when you are with him, whilst you're in his company, either he'll give you some perfume. Or if he doesn't give you, then you can buy perfume from him. Or the third thing is, وَإِمَّا أَن تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا طَيِّبَةً. The third thing is, at least you'll get a good smell coming from him, because he's a seller of musk. So naturally in his shop, in his environment of sale, you'll always get the beautiful smell of those perfumes coming. So you're always getting benefit. Either the benefit is he's giving you something, or you're buying from him, Or the third benefit is you are receiving beautiful smell. So either way you are getting good fragrance from the, or good benefit from the perfume smeller. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives wanafikhil kir, and the next example wanafikhul kir imma ayyuhriqa thiyabak wa imma antajida minhu rihan muntinatan muttafaqun alayh. So this nafikhul kir, this blacksmith, now when you're in his company, now fire, he's blowing fire, there's smoke there. First thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that can happen is either he can burn your clothes by mistake, one flame and you're close to the flame there. Like a person, we can imagine a person, we don't know blacksmiths too much, but a person who's working with degs all the time and he's working with fire all the time, the very likelihood that a flame can burn his kurta, it can tear, or it can cause fire to damage his clothes. So the first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that damage can come to you where your clothes can catch a light. وَإِمَّا أَن تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا مُنْتِنًا. And if that doesn't happen, then the second thing is you're going to get some foul smell, some bad smell coming from just staying in his company. In other words, keeping a person's company who's good, there's always benefit. Sometimes he'll advise you, you'll get something from him. Or sometimes you'll just see the way he's acting, his akhlaq, his character, his style, his mannerism. You're receiving that good, like that smell. And keeping the bad person's company, because his company is bad, all the time that bala is coming to him, you are sharing. So either you're going to share in that bala, or if you don't share in that bala that's coming from him, you are learning some bad words from him, you are learning some bad tricks from him, you are learning some crookery from him maybe. Or if that also doesn't happen, then the worst that is going to happen to you is that his akhlaq and his character will start rubbing off to you, and you won't even realize it. Therefore, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi will say that more than anything that we would worry about our children, more than the secular education, more than how they're going to prosper as far as their wealth is concerned, the thing we would worry most about the children, and our akabir would worry most about the children, is what company they're keeping. If the company is good, we are very happy. Because now automatically those sifat, those character, those qualities will rub onto our children. And if they would keep, the akabir would worry that if the company is bad, then all those sifat will rub off onto the children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. What a beautiful example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. And we just have to ponder over a little bit and we'll see how much benefit there is just staying in people's good company. And the hadith we did before this, visiting a sick person, 3 duas he gets automatically. So imagine a person who's got a habit of going to a hospital and visiting somebody, or a doctor going to visit a patient. He just keeps this hadith in front of him. The 3 duas are going to come for me, that may you be blessed, may your movements be blessed, and may Allah give you one palace in Jannat. Just because you're going to visit a sick person or a person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.